Good Bible Fellowship Church, Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us on this Friday. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, time to be with family and friends. Also, just a neat opportunity for us just to be pause and say thank you to the Lord for what He has done in our life this last, year, last 20 years, if you're 20 years old, and what we have the hope to look forward to for the future. What is Jesus going to do in our lives as we go forward? And so excited about that opportunity. I was reading in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17. Whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. And so on this Friday after Thanksgiving, what a neat reminder for us as we think about all that's in front of us or all that the world has to offer. And I think a lot of times when you and I, or when I think pleasure, I'm thinking things that, are not biblically correct, living outside of, being married to the same woman for a long period of time. Instead of that, you can say, well, I just want to be married and have a little fun. And so there's some things that I'll do on the side and for my pleasure, for me to be happy. And then there's also an opportunity for us as we think about the word pleasure is then to be reminded of, all right, God, you're not calling me to go be a hermit and live in the house and everything's going to be miserable because I, I'm just going to not live for pleasure. I'm not going to live for joy. I'm not going to be happy. And balancing, all right, what is it that you want from me? And what are the areas that you would like for me to serve and to guard my heart? And then what are the areas that I know are just absolutely wrong? I mean, I can't live in that area biblically. And so this little Proverbs chapter 21, verse 17, whoever loves pleasure will be a poor man. Whoever is the individual that's going to live for themselves, oh, it might seem like they're doing really, really well. But we know I'm not saying we could walk around and judge people's hearts and all that. I think it's just a call for us personally. Lord, where am I buying too much ice cream because I'm living for pleasure? Where am I spending too much money because it's, I just want to be happy? Or where am I balancing, all right, this is what the gospel's calling me to, and this is where I do live, and I'm going to find joy in all of that. And so it's neat to come along and grab a proverb and just kind of work your way through it. It's also an opportunity for accountability. It's also an opportunity for us to slow down and say, okay, where am I living for me? Where am I living for the lie of the world? And then where am I saying, all right, this is something that I want to be involved in, and it's not wrong. It's not something that is a sin issue. And so, there's a struggle, and all of us have it. We're all facing it in different areas of our lives. And so it's an opportunity for us to be reminded. It's an opportunity for us not to defend ourselves. It's an opportunity for us allowing the gospel and Jesus to be all that He wants to be in our lives, that He is enough for us. And or it's also an opportunity for us to call our hearts into accountability. Because sometimes you say, well, I need this. Well, is you need that for pleasure? Do you need that for joy? Or are you living out of entitlement? Well, God, if you love me, then you will give this to me. And so fun little verse that can impact our life in so many different ways. The verse says, whoever loves pleasure will be poor. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. And so hope that you have an opportunity to just process that little verse. Maybe you need to go out, get your Bible out and open up and then read, around there. But then maybe you need to put some things next to verse 17 that said, okay, Lord, this is an area that you're calling me into accountability, and I love you for that. I might not like you, but I love you for it, and so I want to make some changes. So, Jesus, thank you for this Friday. And thank you for the opportunity to be able to spend time in your word. Will you help us to allow the word of God to mold and shape our hearts? Help us not just to come and read and walk away. Help us to sit with it and process it and accept it, and then allow you to make changes in our lives from the inside out. We love you, Jesus, and it's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.